got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
That's a silly little game. We absolutely love it, though. It's Cassandra. You made it in. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
We are super dupes. Katie, yeah. Are you super dupes?
I'm super dupes times 10.
Whoa, that's a lot of super dupes.
Oh, man.
Well, who is Cassandra? Who are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Oh, my goodness. I'm a mom of two, currently unemployed, which is really fabulous. And I was just on my way to Sprouts and heard you guys and wanted to call in.
Okay.
Love it.
Yes.
So what kind of job are you looking for?
You know, I don't really know.
You don't know? Just like whoever will take you?
Which is kind of nice. I think a change. Like, I work from home, and I think, you know, just something, maybe using my creative brain a little bit more.
Yes.
Nothing wrong with that.
Use something that you're passionate about, right, Cassandra? If you're going to work, make it something you're passionate about.
What are you passionate about? What are you passionate about?
You know, I really found a knack for organizing, which sounds really lame, but I feel like everyone could use a little more organization in their life.
Yes.
You're like Marie Kondo.
Find the whatever sparks your joy, right?
That's right. Yes. That's right. Does this book bring me joy? Nah, get rid of it.
Yeah. Well, and this is genius, Cassandra, because like, I think on the flip side of it, there's so many people who dislike organizing so much. They're willing
my mother-in-law.
To pay. Well, they're willing to pay for somebody to come in and, you know, straighten them out.
I will pay you to go to my mother-in-law's house.
Yeah, see? We already have a client for you, Cassandra.
Although we might find your...
all working out.
We might find your dead, bloated body underneath a pile of stuff in her garage, though. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
No. Well, that turned quickly, didn't it?
Yeah, never mind. I want to save your life. I don't want you to be crushed by stuff in her garage, all right?
Oh, I love it.
So funny. All right, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she's a diva and she made up all the rules.
Hey, you know, she earned that crown.
Yeah,
she certainly
you.
Did. She's really good.
Straighten it out, too.
Anything you'd like to say to her, Katie?
No, good luck. I'm going to go organize my thoughts, and good luck to you, Cassandra.
Yeah. Thank you.
Cassandra, tell Katie to leave the studio now, immediately.
Hey, get out of here, lady.
Get out of here, Katie.
All right, so she's making her way out of here. She goes into a little room where she can't hear anything, and then I come up with the question, so there's... no cheating, and then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in here. So here we go, girlfriend. What 1999 sports movie had an infamous whipped cream bikini scene?
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. It was a good scene.
Oh, yes. Sports movie?
Yeah, it was like high school sports.
Friday Night Lights.
Alright, I'll put you down for Friday Night Lights. Here's your second question. How does James Bond like his martinis?
Shaken, not stirred.
Alright. Here's your third question. What's the monkey's name in Disney's Aladdin? What's the name of his little monkey?
Abu.
Your fourth question for Katie Crush. What's the name of Apple's first portable MP3 player? I believe it was introduced back in 2001.
Ooh, iPod?
And your fifth and final question for Katie Crush. What Netflix show brought us the character named Joe Exotic?
Oh, Tiger... Oh, oh my gosh. I watched it. Tiger King.
I was going to put you down for Tiger, but I'll put you down for Tiger King. Yep, it is part two. We brought Katie back into the studio. Cassandra, are you still with us, or are you wandering around Sprouts somewhere?
I'm still here.
They have the best, like, little mini pies there at Sprouts. Have you ever picked those up? Just like a little individual pie.
Ooh, that sounds great.
It was really good. I'm
like
tell
a
you.
Blueberry, apple, apple. Yummy.
Yeah, they're just like individual. They're like little kids' pies, and they're perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a perfect serving.
Fun.
All right, Katie, same five questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Find
Let's
out
go.
How Cassandra did. What 1999 sports movie had an infamous whipped cream bikini scene? I will tell you that it was a high school sports movie.
Varsity Blues, right? Yes! It was Allie Larder.
Yeah, well, she's pretty.
Yeah, I remember
Cassandra
that.
Said Friday Night Lights.
Oh, that was close, though. I want to give you half a point, Cassandra.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I blew that.
No.
No, it's fine. It's just a silly game. It's not going to define you. It's fine. You're going to go on with your life just fine today. Okay, Katie, how does James Bond like his martinis?
Oh, shaken, not stirred.
Shaken, not stirred.
Yeah.
Cassandra, you said the same thing.
Yay!
Woo!
What is the monkey's name in Disney's Aladdin?
Abu. Abu. Yeah. It's Abu.
God bless you. Yeah. Cassandra, what did you say?
Abu.
Yes!
Yes! Here's your fourth question. What was the name of Apple's first portable MP3 player that was introduced in 2001?
Like the iPod?
Like, is that a question mark?
Shuffle
or is that your...
Nano, right?
You're a Shuffle Nano. What do you think?
Yes, iPod.
iPod?
Yeah.
Cassandra, you said the same damn thing.
Yeah, you did.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! Yeah.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah.
Okay, fifth and final question for the crush. What Netflix show brought us the character Joe Exotic?
Oh, yeah, it's a Tiger King. What's happening? Carole Baskin. Remember that song?
Oh, my gosh.
I love that song.
Cassandra first said Tiger, but then she said Tiger King.
What were you doing, Cassandra? You were doing that while shopping at Sprouts?
Yeah.
Dang.
That's what I say when I see those little pies. Cassandra,
no, I have to get one.
You do.
You'll never leave the house. Sadly, though, you got 4 and Katie got 5. Darn
Ooh,
it. You
I knocked it out of the park today, didn't I?
Katie Woo! Crushed you today, dang it.
She sure did.
Here's the thing, though. Contrary to multiple texts that came in today, I'm a nice guy.
Oh. We call him closet nice.
Yeah, people
he
were
really
getting
is.
In my kitchen today.
He's a closet sweetheart.
I'm a nice guy, and since you are out of a job right now and you're Aww. Looking, I want to send you to the Alamo Draft House just to blow off some steam. Go see a movie on us, and good luck in your job search.
Oh, thank you so much.
Absolutely, and you were a delight to have on the air. Very
you were
good,
so fun.
Very good contestant today. So thank you for listening and calling in, and we're going to send you out to the movies, all right?
Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.